This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Episode 15, Together Apart. Distance separates us now.
What a strange thing to believe. Be it time or space or mortality, we're bound within this weave. No gap between can mean so much to breach what has been shaped. It is, it was, and ever will. From it,
Even I have not escaped. Welcome back to Girls Who Don't D&D, and with me tonight, I'm your host, of course, Corey the DM. With me tonight are the girls...
Indy playing Freya.
Stacey playing Karin.
Lana playing Morrigan.
You nearly forgot at the end, didn't you?
No, you are... Do we still?
Where's the poem?
Oh, he was saying that. I'm very confused.
Remember in the start, way back at the start, the first time you didn't hear the way the show started.
I don't remember that at all.
First episode. And then I let you hear them after that because they usually are a bit vague and it doesn't help anybody anyway. This time I was like, something a little special just happened and you guys know what it is.
Will we find out what it is?
Like everything else, probably about a year from now when you finally hear the episode. But for everybody else, something just happened. Look. I am humbled, I would say. That's a real word. Because we started the Patreon and some of you turned up. We did not expect people to turn up in large numbers and large enough that we managed to buy some stuff for ourselves.
How cool is that? I have an iPad.
You have a...
Well, it's not an iPad.
We didn't have that many people follow us.
It wasn't that many followers.
I believe it's like an ePad.
To me, it's an iPad.
Yeah, sure.
It's a tablet. It's a tablet.
It's called a tablet. Typically, they're a little cheaper.
I love it. I can't stop looking at it.
But it does let us look at D&D Beyond and your character sheets, and you'll be able to, you know, hopefully that'll make us a little faster at combat. Which is better than
my cracked iPhone that keeps like freezing every time I... this is going to go a lot faster for everyone.
And hopefully that makes things a bit faster. But thank you, everyone who got in there.
Thank you so much.
So people who've gone out there and spent, you know, a couple of dollars on us, I know it was a big decision. I thank them for it. If you get on there, you can have a look around and find out what sort of stuff we do. And right at the moment, my favourite part of the things you can get on there is in one of our most recent episode commentaries where you can find out all about Indy's blueberry incident. Now, girls, I shouted out everybody at the end of last... Everyone on our top tier patrons got shouted out at the end of our last episode. So I'm going to take a rest this time. Who would you like to shout out?
I would like to shout out M7 in Texas, who has given us a 5-star review. The title of it is literally 100% hilarious, which is 100% accurate. We
do give 110%,
though,
so there's a bit of loss there. Like, 10% loss.
They say that we are hilarious, obviously, and have great chemistry, and they're loving hearing the familiar accents because even though they're living overseas, I'm assuming in Texas, they are Australian themselves. So,
well, I'm surprised the Texans haven't passed a law that makes them speak in a Texan accent. We would do that in Australia pretty soon, too. Welcome to Australia. Now say g'day.
G'day.
As soon as you get off the plane. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'm going to shout out.
Sure, why not?
I think it says Ringo Dog, 2789, who just said, great star eyes. And the review reads, I'm writing a whole campaign somewhat inspired by your podcast, to which we'd like to respond, cease and desist, please.
Yes. Our lawyers will be on their way.
Cease and desist.
There you go. We're pretty tough on our lawyers, aren't we?
I would like to shout out to, this is my favourite username, Dude. 5568999.
Is that his number?
Yep.
Should we call it? Could we call it?
Yeah, let's do that right now.
It just reads majestic, truly amazing. I totally agree.
Is that describing us or some sort of mountain range?
If we're being compared to a mountain range, we will take it.
For the majestics. Awesome. One more thing I need to ask you, ladies. Are you ready to play?
100%.
110%.
Actually, yeah, 120. Yes.
not all in. 150. Not playing poker.
It's just three girls, a dragon, and a handful of dice. Some guys telling stories, I'm sure they'll be nice. There will be monsters,
monsters
and magic and fire and ice. But it's mostly three girls, a dragon and dice.
If I sound a little bit more nervous tonight when we're getting prepared for this one, it's because this is the most complicated situation you've put yourselves in, and thank you, it's going to make my life difficult. When we left our heroes, they were not only separated by space, but also time. Thanks for doing that. Karin and Morrigan were deep in the heart of the mountain, where time is, let's just say, different. Surrounded by spiders, big ones, little ones, and as we say in Australia, absolutely freaking huge ones, mate. It's heaps big. They were with Thassa and Stucka, the giant snails, and the assassins from the Nine Lives Guild, and all the kids from the Children of the Night. Oh, and Shashley, who just gave a speech to rival, as far as I'm concerned, that was up there with a Karin moment.
Mm.
I mean, you didn't say anything at the time.
No, I agree.
It was very well done.
I thought this might be a challenge moment. No, it isn't.
No, women support other women.
Oh,
yeah.
Fair enough. Meanwhile, Freya was back in her room in the fortress, having been saved from a hostile crowd by her sister.
Yeah, I don't love her.
No one was accusing her of loving her.
Saved from a hostile crowd by her sister after having nearly died early in the day when she abandoned her friends. Abandoned, okay.
I don't know if you'd say that.
I did.
There's no response because we all agree.
There is a way back together, so that's not abandoning.
Well, yes, it is.
Sorry, you have a plan?
Yes.
Wow, I'd like to hear it because I have no idea how you're going to do it at this stage.
Yeah, I'm just going
to
think about that right now.
And you're almost devoured by sandworms.
Ugh.
Now you're currently having a rest in your room.
Yeah, I am.
That's lovely.
And there's
another, as we like to say in Australia, huge freaking spider in there too, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking huge.
Yeah, it was fucking huge.
So we rejoin the action right there in the fortress. Freya, you jolt upright with a massive spider hanging above you, much larger than you, dangling from the ceiling. The room is an array of cold greys and shadows, flickering wisps painting the scene. Only a little piece of moonlight peeking through the narrow windows. You can hear your breath and the distant, discordant clangs of music. We're not going to do the things the normal way tonight. The two fights are happening at different time speeds and in different places. You're both fighting spiders, so we just have to have different ways of doing it. And there's a reason why yours is different.
Classic, leave out the clues.
Well, the clues are part of it. That's why they'll be different.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Is my door unlocked?
In your room?
Yeah. Like, can I just run away?
You don't know from where you are. Just bolt again. This is pretty much the Freya story. Running from trouble. You have to check that at some stage. At the moment,
yep.
Spider above you, what would you like to do?
I'm just pondering.
It's a good time for pondering.
A little bit of pee comes out when you scream.
Yeah. So it's right above me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you tried a sneak attack?
My sword? Yeah, maybe I should sneak attack.
It's the one thing it knows you're there. Again.
It does know that. I'm going to shock and grasp it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Give it a go.
Let's give that a shot.
Ugh. I don't want to do this.
You do have to touch a spider to do that.
It's already giving me the heebie-jeebies. All righty. Here we go. I'm just going to reach out and I'm just going to... Maybe not grab its head, just its little leg.
All right. Has anybody ever reached for a spider and gone, I'll go for the head?
I don't know.
Who does that?
Well, usually people grab things around the neck, but I don't want to do that.
I feel like
it's got big teeth.
God, I've got the heebie-jeebies now.
Oh, but I feel like bark.
A giant spider, like you'd really feel those little hairs, though.
Please don't describe this anymore than I'm feeling. All right. Shocking grasp. Here we go. Lightning springs from my hand, delivering a shock to the creature you touch. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to grab the leg.
Okay.
One leg.
Yep.
Zap it. D20. Here we go. Come on. It's a 15 plus 4, which is 19. Quick maths.
All right.
Maths,
you've done a great job on the maths. Well done.
Thank you.
I think it's the iPad, whatever
it is. It tells me. It really does.
So you do manage to hit it. It shocks it a little bit. How much damage does it do?
I got 2 plus 1, so 3.
Seriously?
Yep.
On 2d8, you rolled a 3.
Yeah, that's annoying. Is it damaged?
Yes, it did take some damage.
Yay!
Now, you have had your attack. You can still move if you wish.
Okay, well, I'm going to try and run away.
And if you do that, you are close enough for it to get an opportunity attack before it does that. Like, it's going to try and hit you as you're trying to run away.
Yeah.
What kind of dice are you using? That was heavy.
Yeah, I got my metal ones out tonight. I'm serious. I'm going to
off the tail. After
you. Yeah, it's a big deal. That's a 14, which goes to a 20 to hit you. How does that feel?
Well, pretty good considering I'm going to use my uncanny dodge.
Normally, that would be fantastic to use your uncanny dodge. But this situation's a little bit different. When you get hit by this one, you don't take damage so much.
Is it psychic damage?
It kind of feels like something like that, except that instead of taking a hit, you feel more tired and you take a level of exhaustion instead.
Ew, it's trying to roofie me.
Not at all. But now that you have one level of exhaustion.
Will I just go to sleep when I have...
There are six levels of exhaustion.
And what, just put you to sleep?
Last one's death.
I guess you could... Yeah.
Is it death?
Stace remembers the last one is death, and you just took the first level, which means that all you now have disadvantage on all your ability checks.
Chronic fatigue.
Little.
Great. That's really handy.
Now, it is the spider's turn now, and it is going to try and hit you straight away. And this time, it's going to use its claws. The last time it reached out and gave you a bit of a nibble.
Claws?
Yep, they have little things at the end of sniffies.
Ew, what? Do you know what a spider looks like?
Yeah, but this one's...
Is it scissor hands?
This is a giant one. You know what it is now? It has Spider Edward scissor hand fingers.
Ew.
Because you asked for them.
That's not what happened.
Pincers, that's a better word.
Ew.
All right.
Like a scorpion, I'm
imagining. It's got little things. It's like, its little leggy things are pointy. They're just little pointy legs that stab.
So I'm Googling spider claws and some of them are like claws and then some of them look like little cat paws. They're so cute.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Yeah, that's not cute.
That is, that's a big one. That's a 25 to hit. That's another level of exhaustion.
So I'm up to two.
That's two.
Wow.
I really thought I'd be the first one to go.
From now on, your speed is now halved.
Oh, that sucks.
It'll slow you down.
Is this like a psychological thing?
If I
just sit there and wish it away, will it go away?
I don't know. Something you could try. I mean, is it a good plan? I'm not saying it's a good plan. Give me a perception check while we're just sitting around wondering.
It's a 16, and my perception is... plus two, which is 18.
That's pretty good.
It is good.
That's pretty good. In this very quick scene that happens when the spider comes down, everything like that, it feels like it takes longer than it plays out, like it was all happening in a slow speed. But everything, you were still moving as fast as you could, but when you look outside the window, you notice the sun is already rising and the spider slips back into a corner and then sun sets again.
Cool.
It doesn't happen that fast. You know that you should be able to move fast. It's like you're in slow motion, but the world isn't.
So when the sun comes up, it goes away.
It backed away when the sun came through the window.
So it doesn't like the sun. Is that a clue?
It was a good roll. I'm just saying that's what you noticed.
Time's going really quickly.
No, I think it's more so that you were moving really slowly.
And no one's come to check on her?
Yeah.
She ordered breakfast.
Yeah, but that would be just a tray at the door.
Should I miss a meal?
Oh my god, she's angry now.
Oh my god, she's gone down an exhaustion level. Where'd you get my passion fruit?
Yum.
I'll leave that with you and jump back across to the girls who just happen to be in a large chamber. There's water dripping down via these huge pylons that hold up the whole thing. There's water in the middle, there's lee pads.
A steady, slow heartbeat.
Do you remember from last time?
Yeah.
The big door... spiders everywhere. Giant. A massive spider in the middle.
Yeah, I remember because Morrigan couldn't touch the water because she had stone skin.
Giant spider disco ball.
That's how I picture it.
Okay, well, yeah.
It's
but
like
he's,
hanging
he's,
in the middle and
there's
it's
a giant
like
spider
spinning.
In the middle. He's probably not as much of a disco ball as you might think. Evil, blackened with seven legs.
Seven legs, yes.
Yeah, furry. Lots of eyes. Not many that work, though.
Oh.
I just wanted to make sure that you picture it the same way. Huge door that seems to be fading a little bit.
And that's behind Tharsa and Starka, and Tharsa's injured, but she's rewinding time.
Tharsa has been rewinding time, yes.
I'm underneath a giant spider, but Karin has saved me.
You are under the spider, but since you pretty much didn't bother, you know,
so
you didn't really bother it last time, so it's just going to run over with Karin still riding on its back.
Oh, so she gets this glorious moment, and I'm just like...
Pretty much. We started this one off a bit differently, but we started this off like a normal combat. We're going to do it a little differently. We're going to do it a little differently because you've got all these people here to fight for you and with you. So, I'm calling this My Minion Rules. These are the rules for our minions when we're being attacked by them. Each minions. Round, you have to do 50, you and all the people who are on your side need to do about 50 points worth of damage to keep the spiders from overwhelming you.
Okay.
Once you've got rid of those 50, you know, hit points worth of spiders, however you do that, you can turn your attention to anything else. But if you don't get rid of those 50, some of the people in your group will start to die. Now, the Children of the Night are still inside Stucker's cell. I said cell a lot last time.
The entire episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's almost like I meant it.
No, you didn't. That was a mistake.
Inside the shell. You can call on them to do some to come out and help. Not all of them. The little ones obviously wouldn't do so. But if you want, they can come out and they can do 3d10 worth of damage per round. So they roll 3d10. That's up to 30 points of damage. The Nine Lives Guild can do 3d20 worth of damage per round on their own. And if anything in between, you might have to top up so you can get to that 50 points.
Let's
figure
this out.
You are rested. Going inside Stucker's cell helps people rest. Guild is rested, the children are rested, but Thusser is injured, and Stucker is tired, worn out.
Mm-hmm. All right, can I confirm that...
I can either confirm or deny.
No, you goddamn can. I did not have sexual relations with that snail.
Stucker's like, no, I very clearly
no,
did.
No, I definitely
I very did.
Did.
And if you want, I will tell you how.
Or not.
We're very open about our relationship. Thus is nearly dead. And
oh,
Stucker's
sorry,
like,
yeah.
Sweetie, we got to wake up and tell them what we did.
Sweetie.
It was a big
that
deal.
That was unbelievable. Well, we hadn't seen each other in 100 years, so you got to understand.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Back to seriousness.
The space we're in. Like, if I do use Fireball, am I going to kill everyone?
You could probably aim it in a direction that's going to take out spiders instead of everybody else. I mean, the people
well, yeah.
on the ground, the spiders aren't.
Yeah, okay. Because I could
just
only
came up.
Well, no, it's only that I can only do that whole sorcerer points or whatever for a careful spell for four creatures, which would be fine if I could get everyone back in the shell, because that'd be two snails and then us two.
Yeah, and about 500 odd spiders.
And I don't care about the 500 spiders. If if I damage them, I don't care.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I care if they damage us and the children. But you're telling me like I don't need to roll careful spell because I can just aim it away.
Yeah, but you also won't be able to hit every of them.
Yes.
Every spider.
I'm now piecing that bit together. And you're like, 500
you're
spiders.
You're very optimistic. I'm just going to light every single spider on fire. Is this your first fireball?
Yes.
Exciting.
Because I was trying not to like kill us all the first time I used it. But you're telling me I'm in a big enough space, I can aim it away from us, we're fine.
Yep. Do you want to know how much damage everyone else does first?
Oh, I can't aim this at the big spider.
Not until you've got everyone else. Otherwise, you can... But if you don't do 50 hit points worth of damage on the spiders, they will start killing off your other people.
Okay, I'll let other people go and then I'll figure out if I can throw a fireball at the big one.
But you guys are in charge of them.
Ah, oh, shit.
So it's up to you. You got to tell the Nine Lives Guild, you know, you guys attack first. You got to decide whether to call Cotton out.
I'm not calling the children out. Are you calling the children out?
Oh my God, no, that is like last resort.
The children.
I mean, the children
are
old enough. We're not talking about, they're 11.
You're still saying children.
Okay, look, here's my thing.
They called the children out, but a couple of them were like 18, 19, 20 because, you know, they'd stuck around for a bit.
Okay, so we said no.
So remember, Freya was the original child of the night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's definitely in her 20s. So there's a couple who are close to her age.
Okay. Can we collab on this? We can't be the only very attractive, very smart, agile people here with some kind of powers. Surely the Nine Live Guild people have powers. Like, they're not just all combat, right? Like, they have misty steps and things, and surely they've got to have something.
Yeah, they do have little bits and pieces, but nothing on the power scale that you guys have.
But it's something.
You've mostly fought... higher level guild members so far, but they aren't all like that. So mostly they mostly have misty steps.
Really, just a lot of misty steps.
A lot of being
so
able to get
when
around.
We direct them. We're just telling them, okay, you guys
attack.
They're
good. They're well trained. They worked well together, and they will hurt things.
Okay, so how about we just call for everyone over the age of, say, I know what's a good time to die? 26, 27. All good people die at 27.
There won't be many cottons over that age.
Okay, all right. Let's just lower the age. You know, we'll do some conscription. What do you say? Anyone over the age of 19, come cause some kerfuffle, misty step, do some hitting.
Don't even need to do the sound effects for that bit, which is really good. Just already done for me. So cool.
Okay, calling all 19 and over. We want you
to slice up some spiders.
All right. Well, the Children of the Night are an option, but the guild is already here. So send in the guild. That's 3d20, and let's see how much damage they do.
Do we roll?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you add them up.
Stacey,
I need a D20.
I believe that will be you rolling because let's face it.
Yeah.
We don't need my luck in that pot.
Three more ones from that.
10, 9, 7.
26. You have 24 hit points to knock off for the remainder of the spiders before they start killing people.
I'm going to talk to a spider.
Okay, the one you're riding.
Yeah, I'm going to say, listen.
Trying to fight here.
I hate to be a Debbie Downer about this whole thing, but
well,
we're going to kill you pretty easily, so.
There are literally hundreds of us.
We're giving you an opportunity to back off or have your paws checked for a thorn.
I think you'll find we have claws.
I gotta tell you, the music doesn't even kick in for this bit. Your normal speech music just goes, oh, even I don't believe you.
There's no speech. This is just a conversation.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's no conversational music.
Do you have anything in your repertoire that can do 26 points of damage, is my question?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
No.
But you're hoping to turn the spiders to just walk away or something, are you?
I'm going to go for a little persuasion, which is -1.
All right. Well, not only that, it's going to be a disadvantage because this spider is not even remotely convinced by you. That it, should
it doesn't believe
up.
That I can kill it.
It's thinking, look at the immense horde of spiders that we have.
Okay. All right, so
it
I just
say... It might work.
Say,
give me a persuasion check anyway. I mean,
no.
Moving on.
Hold on. I'm like, okay. I can see you're not buying this. You don't seem engaged in this conversation. You don't seem like a willing contributor to this conversation. So now...
Honestly, we're just really hungry.
Now, yeah, I knew you were looking at me like food. I hate that. I'm food for everyone right now.
Just checking the thighs out and going, drumsticks.
Now I'm just thinking of KFC.
I'm really sorry. God, I'm so sorry I tried to talk you out of this. I can still do some damage, so...
Gonna belt someone.
Let's do my Melancey's axe.
All right, swing it. Swing the axe.
Yep, great. I'm swinging. I'm swinging for the two front legs. 5.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not gonna help.
No,
okay.
I know.
5 and what is +6 with your axe, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, you managed to, after the speech...
I didn't even hit it, so I can't do damage.
You didn't feel like killing it, hurting it, hitting it. So, no. Swing and a miss. Karin Morrigan. Karin, you can still move if you need to. I mean, okay. In fact, you've done nothing else, so if you want to just...
I'm
going to
step back my hands up like, whoa.
Whoa. Have
we
tried more
here.
Conversation?
We're all good here. I like Morrigan. You got anything?
It won't get me enough, but I'll use a fireball. That's 2d10.
Could get you close, though. All right. First of all, we're going to see if you hit.
Feels like it's on me that people are going to die.
Yes. That's firmly what is happening now. It's on you that people will get hurt.
That's an 18 +7.
That will hit. All right. Give me some damage.
Okay.
2d10.
Yes. I'm just going to click the button on this thing. Good sounds. Oh, fuck off.
How'd you go?
Oh, no, that's fine. A 0 is not a 0. It's a 10.
Oh.
I stressed it.
Morgan rolled 15.
10 +5, 15.
That puts you pretty close. 11 more points to get.
Everyone who didn't find a parent, come on out here.
Not the cottons.
Wow.
Yeah, can we?
Those of you who are still orphans.
It's better for everyone.
We have nothing to lose but your lives.
A little weird thing. Just then, you could have sworn you heard something. A voice.
Yeah.
Of Freya, just for a second.
Oh,
didn't make any sense. It seemed very, but you know Freya's voice and you heard
it. Was that Freya? Did you hear that? Freya?
Can I hear them?
Well, you'll have to wait until we come back to your turn, I guess.
I don't want it now.
Spiders do manage in one section of the fight, manage to overwhelm one of the areas of the sides. It's like a circle. You've got a half circle in front of everybody, and the spiders run over the top of some of the Nine Lives Guild, and you can see some of the claws.
We've confirmed now.
Pointy
like
aspects of the spider go straight through one of the Nine Lives Guild and kill her instantly. And then you see, as it all reverses really quickly, the claws come straight back out. The spider's in front of the person, and you see that Thassa seems to be moving, and you can see she's in pain. It hurt her, but the death didn't happen.
I know Thassa's busy with the whole timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly stuff, but can I do, like, an arcana check or something to see what's going on with her?
Yeah. Give me a roll, see what happens.
It's a 15.
All right, and you're pretty good at Akana, so yeah. Because she is weakened by the spider's bite, she's struggling to use her power over the time. And you also notice that the heartbeat increases when she is using her power.
Oh my God, it's her heartbeat. Is it her heartbeat?
You don't think it's her heartbeat, no. If anything, it's the heartbeat that's coming through the chamber.
And we're in the heart of a mountain, so this is like the god. The god's getting stronger.
That would be a good guess.
I'm getting some clues.
At the same time, you can see that the door is fading, which you've noticed before, but you don't think it's related to Thassa. She controls time.
Yeah.
But it's Stocker who controls space, and behind the door is basically just a storage room.
Storage room of souls.
It's a pantry.
So is it Stocker that we need to keep alive so that the door stays together?
It would seem so. And there must be a reason why Thus is controlling the time as well.
I just assumed that was to keep us not dying. She was doing a solid.
Possibly trying to keep someone from dying.
Oh, the spiders are coming for Stocker. Right. Okay. This is making more and more sense.
And the souls. She's keeping the souls alive.
Oh. Oh, that's like Karin's daughter and stuff.
Where did you put the watch Stocker gave you?
I have that really handy in my satchel. I have a little like hip belt pocket thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the watch does, but
you,
it's cute.
You notice it felt suddenly warm.
Ooh, it's doing a thing. Okay, can I get it out and have a look?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Look at it.
At this stage now, everything is finished happening, so the watch isn't doing much at all. But you know the hands don't really mean anything on that watch. You can look at them and the hands look like they're all over the place. They're certainly not telling time.
They're wibbly wobbly.
That's a good description.
You have never sounded more nasally to me.
Really?
Oh, you sound so different.
Oh, that's no good. I didn't feel like I was, but my dad said it to me earlier too. And I don't feel like I am.
Plague
so
has been 3 weeks and you're used to it.
I've been 3 weeks without my voice. Like my voice, yeah. I lost my voice entirely.
You know, you don't even sound like you right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Someone else is stepping in for me tonight. Switching back to Freya.
And switching back to my notes.
You're back in the room. Everything looks very grey, shades swapping over each other, merging together, and the spider is once again starting to move towards you. What would you like to do?
I'm going to use my minor illusion to create another Freya.
You do still look like Minty, though.
Ah, I thought when I went to bed I would have gone back to Freya.
Just to be comfortable.
Just to be comfortable.
In your own skin.
Yes.
There you go. That's where that phrase comes from.
And then when that other Freya occurs and the spider attacks that, I'm going to run to the door.
Okay. Well, it would be surprisingly stupid of a spider to notice another person appear next to the original one and then go, probably the other one. But this spider is not the brightest of spiders. So
Thank
if you.
You
wish to try that, go
I'm
ahead
give
and try
it a crack.
That. And I'll see. I'm going to give the spider one intelligence check to see if it's dumb enough to fall for the worst illusion I've ever heard of, which is, hey, here's another version of me just appearing next to me. And remarkably, the spider doesn't fall for it.
Oh.
And keeps moving towards you. But it is still your turn.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to run to the door as fast as I can.
Okay. So you run to the door. What do you do when you get there?
Try and unlock it. Open
the
door.
Give me a strength check.
Ugh. Strength is not good.
No.
How'd
you go?
I got a 15 minus 1.
15 minus 1. The door does not open. The handle is very clearly locked. You know that if it wasn't otherwise locked, you would have got the door open.
Right.
Spider's turn. Spider lashes towards you with a bite attack. Is a 12 to hit. Does that hit you?
No. I'm a class 16.
Lucky you. All right, your turn again. We're going pretty quickly over here because the time is moving differently. And again, outside the window, you can see that the colours are changing. But it's not so much time is going faster. It's you are going slower.
I just really... Girls, you got any ideas?
I can't hear you.
Strange thing is, they can hear you.
Sometimes. Oh, can we hear you now?
They legitimately
can. Are you
up
to another action?
So when you're almost dead, you can communicate with anyone.
Communicate with anybody who
the
shares
same tattoo.
Your tattoo over any distance.
I'm going to try and use my tattoo to communicate with the girls.
But you're not almost dead at the moment.
No.
No, but it's the previous one. It's the next time you have a rest.
Oh.
So I've just rested.
Is this a dream?
Is this a dream?
Still resting.
So I need to wake up.
Oh, you can talk to us now.
You wake up, you won't be able to talk to them.
Yeah, talk to us now.
So am I still laying down, really? And this is happening in my mind? Yes. This is some serious time warp shit.
But everything does seem grey and it doesn't feel real.
So it's almost like I'm having a dream. This is a dream.
You certainly are getting more and more exhausted.
All right, well, I'm going to ask them, how do I wake myself up from this? Or how do I get out of this? And then maybe just being able to talk to them will jolt me out of it.
All right, we'll find out how that works in a second. Because we're jumping back to them already. Normally I'm going to do a couple of attacks in your world really fast because in your time period, things are happening at a different speed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we jump back to the girls really quickly. And you hear, and I'm just going to play this for you right now.
How do I wake myself up from this?
Ah!
So here's what you hear suddenly into your head. It's definitely, you can tell it's Freya's voice, but it's really fast.
She's become a chipmunk.
Logically, she's become a chipmunk, yes.
How are we hearing Freya's voice right now?
Yeah, you know, when we kind of die, we can reach out, but she's really fast and squeaky, so I don't like that.
You guys have told me about that. I've yet to get to experience that.
Hey. You've been so close to death a few times.
I just have no one to talk to.
No one picked up the phone.
So, Morrigan, tell me why. Why are you so closed off? Oh my gosh, can we have a therapist, non-playing character?
We are definitely going to have a therapist for this group, yes.
It's, awesome. Okay,
as most people say, not as attack, it's more along the lines of D&D is therapy. So we're just going to have somebody come in one night and sit here and we'll all lie down and they can help us through things.
How do I get out of this?
Why is it so fast? Can we slow it down? Do you have that power over there?
No, you don't have the ability. Quick, get out the tape recorder.
Oh, can Thassa slow it down? Hey, Thassa. I know you're really busy there not dying and, like, saving everyone else's
lives.
And we thank you so much for everything you're doing. We can see the effort you're putting in, undoing deaths, all
I've
that kind of stuff.
I've also been poisoned.
I know. We're so sorry. We're so going to get to that.
I don't know if I'm going to make it.
No, I can pop over there and, like, heal you. And you've got some healing abilities too.
Yeah, we're
going to,
like, just gang up and heal the crap out of you.
And just as payment, could you, like, slow down this voicemail that we just got?
Not payment. We would do it anyway.
Voicemail.
Thassa is going to use a little bit more of her power to control time again. And, yeah, so now you can hear Freya. In fact, I'll let you talk directly to them now for just a small moment.
Hey, guys. I'm stuck in this weird time warp thing. I think I'm in a dream. Can you just
time up? Okay. So...
Did you tell us that she's finding a spider?
And how's everyone doing? What are you wearing tomorrow? This was fantastic.
I turn to Morrigan and I'm like, well, look, I'm crawling back.
Do we leave her like she left us?
They just left you on red.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's
didn't know you could do that in this world, but apparently you can. Oh, my God.
What kind of trouble you got yourself into there, Freya?
Yeah, you have a small window. What would you like to use it for?
I'm stuck in this weird thing. There's a spider above me and I'm trying to fight it, but I think I'm in a dream and I don't know how to get out of it. Can you ask Shaka?
All right, time's up and we are back to the girls permanently. Not permanently, just
jeez,
sorry, she's dead.
If you
that's
could just
it.
Leave. India, it's been an honor playing with you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Wonderful.
And good night.
Can you still drive me home?
Just sit in the car though until she's ready.
I'll warm it up.
Don't hog.
Put a seat warm on.
Girls, what you'd like to do? Because it's another wave, you've got to do another 50 points worth of damage. You can start, of course, with the Nine Lives Guild if you'd like and see how much they do with the 3d20. Or you can tell them to lay down arms and surrender to the Spider Queen.
No, I'm just trying to work out how to attack so that we get enough points to save people, but also get to Thassa and heal her somewhat because she's literally doing more than anyone else right now.
That's your call.
What healy stuff do you have, Karin?
Oh, I got some berries and some healing words. And
those are like, healing words, you don't have to move. If you could throw that her way, then we can both still attack to try and get out. How many points are we trying to do each round?
50.
50 points. We go assassins, you, then me.
I still got my hands raised because I was backing up from the spider.
Yep.
And I look over at Starker. I'm like,
Thassa.
That's what I said, Thassa. I'm like, hey, Thassa. I'm about to give a healing word, and that healing word is no need to tell us about the sex life.
What's the point of getting healthy then?
Okay, third level.
Third level's a pretty powerful healing word.
Oh, she's a pretty powerful bitch.
The Covenant of Nowhere, Chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. Gods of light and time and space. She waits, unlike any other, resting upon the sands of time. A beachfront leaning into an oceanic void. Her fingers run through the grains, measuring the memoirs of our lives. In storms, the waves angrily eat away at the shore, stealing time. But then, in moments of calm, the sea delivers its silt to new homes. Slowly, back and forth, a relentless existence. Around her, in the grains of the things lost to time, are the stories of the wisely travelled, those who shone when the light leaned their way, those offered sanctity when needing a place to stay. And even those things which wash ashore simply because the universe knows nowhere else to leave them. She reaches out to them all, not to change their time, but to know that their story is not forgotten. None are left unread, none buried. Each touch tells her their stories. Her eyes close as their times merge, and she feels their lives run through her. But in truth, She searches for one solitary speck, one story, a piece lost, perhaps to the wind, perhaps beneath the waves, perhaps right before her eyes. A moment of gold in endless yellow.
Yeah, I'm doing a third level healing word, which is don't tell me about your sex life, and I've rolled three dice, which have come up at 11.
Ooh.
Nice.
You do notice Thassa's seems slightly better.
I'll take slightly.
Slightly's pretty good. What else would you like to do?
I need to talk to Freya. Can I do that?
You can try.
Freya, the spider's here too. There's a connection somehow.
Too many spiders.
That means there's some kind of connection. So I think if we kill these spiders, they all
die.
No
guarantee.
I think. I didn't say I know.
So we're hoping in helping save us, we help save Freya.
We save Freya.
Okay. So game plan the same.
I reckon there's a lead spider. If we kill it, they all back off.
Okay, so we need to
get
that.
And I think it's
one.
That creepy one with the seven legs.
Awesome.
I want to target it.
But we're not allowed to until we get 50 points of damage on...
You can let them run over the top of your...
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Nine Lives Guild and attack the other one if you want.
But if we do the 50...
Yep.
Is it then that the next turn we get to attack the big guy?
No, it's straight after you've done the 50. So you've got to have stuff left over.
Holy shit. Okay.
I want to turn into a giant spider.
Again? You did that last time.
Then I want to be a bear.
Don't forget you can rage too.
Ooh.
That doesn't mean you're damn it, I always get the rage. Can I rage as a bear?
Yes.
Then I want to rage as a...
Can I rage as a bear? Yes. Then I want to rage as a... Not a bear.
This reminds me of the time we're at a restaurant and with my little sister. And she goes, excuse me, does the fish and chips come with fish? And they go, yeah. She goes, oh. I'll just get the chicken nuggets then. No, I'm looking for something with lots of damage. Hold on.
We somehow need to make up 50 plus be able to attack the big spider.
I think the first thing you should always try and do is go, let's see how much we get out of the guild.
Yes, always guild.
I just feel bad about the guild because, like, they're kids, you know?
Well, no, we're not using the kids.
The kids aren't in
no,
there.
No, I mean their kids, as in not T-H-E-Y plus V-R-E. I'm like, as in ownership, T-H-E-I-R, and that's why this is also an educational podcast.
Learning with
you've just solved girls. That problem all around don't the world. D&D. Next week, we fix up the grosses apostrophe.
You also don't D&D, but do use appropriate grammar and punctuation.
Questionable.
All right. Guild them out, then.
Well, you rolled 3d20s.
Okay. 15, a 4, which makes 19, plus 8, which makes 27.
27 out of 50. I'm writing it down this
23
time.
Left.
I don't think we're ever going to be able to fight the freaking big thing.
All right, I'm going to turn into...
Yes?
A platypus. No jokes, I'm not doing
that. No one expected that. No one saw that coming.
The spider's like, what is this?
So I was like, ew.
They're all confused.
What's up? Is it a
is
duck?
Is it a duck? Is it a mammal? What do you mean a monotreme? I lost you with a monotreme, didn't I?
Yeah, it means a one thing. What's a monotreme?
Like a monorail, obviously. It's a one thing.
Oh, monobrow. Yeah.
So you turned into...
A giant constrictor snake.
And then what's your attack?
Okay, so picture this. There's a spider.
A purring spider?
No, that was like his legs going back.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Like
skittering.
Yeah. And then I...
Uh-huh. Kari.
You know me so well. You turn a snake, but I'm going to do it like super sexy.
Okay, a sexy snake.
Yeah, like it's got like it's a snake with like pink long hair.
All the lady snakes. I've seen that episode of The Simpsons. I know what you're doing.
And then I'm going to like slide under it, and I'm going to weave between the front two legs and back two legs. I'm going to like weave in. Then I'm going to weave around the back two legs, and I'm weave back around like a figure eight. Then weave back around the other figure eight, and then I'm going to like do all its legs. And I'm going to start circling its body.
Like now, a fisherman's knot.
Yeah. So I'm going to like...
Okay. Again, thank you for saving me on the sound effects.
No, I got you. And I'm going to start squeezing it, but a single tear is going to come down my eye. Like, why are you making me do this? I gave you an opportunity to get out.
Wow. You're such an environmentalist as you squeeze to death the giant spider. What did you roll?
Oh, I rolled 8 plus 6.
Okay.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
That does hit. Okay, a 14 does hit.
Okay.
So what's your damage with a boa constrictor constricting the butt end of a spider?
Okay, I got a 6 and a 7. So 13 plus 4 is 17.
17 points of damage.
Yes. Okay.
We already
so
have 27.
7 to go.
So 7 to go, okay.
6 to go.
Fuck.
Hey, Hey, if we get enough patrons, maybe we could hire a mathematician to just call out our numbers whenever we roll.
We seriously could not get enough followers to get that. We could not afford someone to fix these problems. They can't travel. We need someone who could build a time machine and go back to year two.
That was so bad.
No, they wouldn't teach us. They would just give the answers. Like, we'd roll and they would be like...
Yeah, we could just buy a calculator.
That's also a good idea.
We didn't make it.
Six short.
Okay.
Six short. The spiders, just a couple, are managing to get through in another area. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. The children inside going, we can't help. We're useless.
I mean, they can help.
I mean, I'm in my mid-20s, but...
All right. Well, the children that are 18 and over are coming out. How many dice do I get to roll?
Calling out the children who already know whether they're capable of fighting.
We just did 19 and over, didn't we?
And as you know, orphan children... temporarily orphan children have impeccable bookkeeping about their ages, so they're just going to go through their birth certificates now and decide who will be available for the next round.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take a bit of time coming out of the shell. They'll be available soon.
They're shy. All right, I want to throw Firebolt because it's, you know, I'm a basic bitch. I'm going to do that. So I need to roll to hit 8 plus whatever the thing is.
7.
7?
That 15, is enough.
15, 40.
Yes.
No, that's fine.
No, it is definitely 15.
15. I got it right first go. Hey, I'm just edit out the doubt.
Edit out the doubt. I love that.
Wow, that's okay. Gold.
Anyway, moving on. We're going to roll 2d10s. Can you pass me another dice?
All right, so you just need 5 to overwhelm the spiders on this wave.
Okay, I have a 1. And a 6. So that's more.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jesus. Holy Christ. Crap. That worried me so much.
Oh, my God. Oh.
2 extra points, like over the 50. We got 52.
All right.
So those 2 points go to the big spider?
No. No, they don't.
So we just don't die this round.
You just don't die this round.
And we get to just
And the good
try
news
again.
Is no one from your group gets hurt. Well done. Okay. Back to Freya.
I got nothing. I know, I'm in this
weird
dream.
Can she try
dream.
To communicate with us again?
I've tried to communicate with them. They kind of forgot about me.
So I did. I said, there's spiders here. I think we need to kill the main spider and then you're going to be fine.
Can you wake yourself up? Like
I
if it's
don't
only
know.
Attacking you in your dream?
Can I try and pinch myself?
Do a bad fart. I know you've woken yourself up with bad farts before.
I have done that.
That's not a surprise.
Do you have Vinny inside you still?
Vinny is still in there, yeah.
Can't Vinny wake up?
Vinny's not really the dominant soul right now.
Yeah, but he tends to be when he's in danger.
He does come out at some stage, but that would just mean Vinny would be the one who's
yeah,
asleep.
Yeah, that would suck.
All right, what does a spider sound like? Is it trying to communicate with me?
No, I wouldn't say that it's trying to communicate with you, but give me a perception check and we'll see what you can hear.
16 plus 2, 18.
You can hear the spiders make any noise, which is a little odd, I suppose.
Yeah.
Not much else is making any noise except for this discordant piano sound that you can hear. Just awkward noises coming from beyond your room.
Is there a piano in my room?
No, from beyond your room.
Beyond, okay.
If you look to the window right now, it looks like the sun is coming through again really quickly
and the
spider is
out.
Just staying in the corner away in a shadow.
Yeah.
But still looking for a way to get to you. It's definitely capable of moving around that light of the sunlight, and the sunlight is not going to be there for long, as you are already well aware.
Does it look like it's being controlled by somebody?
Well, how would you know that?
I don't know.
What does a controlled spider look like?
I don't know.
You can see an antenna and a battery pack, yes.
Freya, get near the window and stay near the window.
If it doesn't like light, can you find other ways to make light in the room?
Could I light up a fire?
Well, firelight and sunlight are different, things.
Oh, okay.
It is staying out of that light, though.
All right. Can I go and stand in front of the window and try and jimmy it open?
The window's open. It's just too small for you to get through.
All right. I'm going to try and shapeshift
into a little baby.
A wee little baby. That no one would ever suspect.
just a wee little baby. You don't turn into a baby because you are not on the bottom floor.
Yeah, but then she's got feather fall. She's got feather fall still, man.
Oh, my God.
This is a plan.
I can't shapeshift into an animal, can I?
No.
No, that's not. That's you.
That is someone else entirely.
That's you.
Small
Remember
human.
Remember how she tried to talk to animals?
Yep. I was convinced for a long time that she was capable of that.
You also can't misty step.
No, I can't.
No.
No.
All right. Can I shapeshift into a, 5-year-old.
And you also have to remember, you haven't finished your rest yet.
If you die in your dream, do you die?
I need to be
life?
Able to wake up. Yeah.
Maybe a 4 will do that.
What is it?
Maybe a sudden stop.
Yeah, like, you know those dreams where you're falling and you're like,
yeah, that's true. Like often you wake up at the last second.
Yeah, go do it.
Yeah, totally. So you couldn't get out of the room. The door was locked.
The door is locked. I can hear a noise in the background. I need to try and
get to that noise.
Get to that noise. Hang on. Can I try and use my tattoo to talk to old mate who I was talking to before, my godfather?
Try.
All right. Hey, Thine, are you there? I'm stuck in this weird dream. This spider is here. The sun comes up and goes down really quickly, and it's all grey.
He is at the door, and he is pounding on the other side of the door, and he says, you've got to get through this door. Freya, it's been days. You have to get out here.
Oh, it has been days.
Shit,
okay.
Let's go to the door.
Strangely, you do hear from the other side of this world. Shit, bitch, get through the door. So you can still hear them.
Do you have anything in the room you can use
it's
to
really
barge
slow
against the door?
It's really slow when she says, shit, bitch.
Can I use my sword to try and jimmy it open?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to jump over to the other side of the room, use my sword and try and wedge the door open.
Okay. God, I hope you don't break this sword, but strength check.
17 minus 1, which is 16.
Oh, my God.
I'm rolling really well tonight.
Cracks the door through. Okay, you've got a little bit of it open. You could probably push your way through the rest of it without major problems. It didn't just burst right open.
Yeah.
And you can see there are hands trying to get through on the other side. All fingers, right. People trying to help you.
I'm going
to
pull the door as hard as I can.
It's a push. It's not a pull. You are now doing the opposite of what the door needs.
Right.
You're one of those kids who's pushing at the door that says pull.
All right.
Yeah. So I was going, no, you push. I'll pull. This is, why are you doing the opposite?
All right, I'm pushing as hard as I can.
No, you pull. I'll push.
Okay, I'm pulling as hard as I can.
Okay. And yes, the door comes ajar and you can get out into the corridor. It still looks exactly as before. Thine is not clear to you. He is like a shadow, but it is him, but greys, wispy around the edges.
All right, I say, Thine, help me. I'm still in this dream. I don't know how to get out of it.
Thine says to you, I don't know why you're in here either. All right, so the spider comes charging after you. Ooh, and does hit.
And I'm going to put my shield up.
Okay, that will. The 19 was the roll to hit, so that's going to take it to like a 26. So your shield will take it back to a 21.
Still hits.
And it still hits, yes. So, nice try. Now, that takes you to another level of exhaustion.
Yeah.
It's a third level of exhaustion. Now you have disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws.
Okay. Now I'm going to use perception and find that noise, the distant noise.
Okay, give me a perception check.
3.
The sound seems to be coming from all around you now, echoing through the chambers. You're in the corridor you walked up in the first time, which was a corridor with, if trying to describe this how I described it the first time, it was a corridor with mirrors down the side and with a door across the corridor. The other side of the corridor was Minty's room. That's what she said anyway.
All right. I'm going to try and run into Minty's room.
Door's shut. I mean...
Open it.
Okay, try the handle.
Surely she can lock it.
All right,
try
I'm
the handle.
See.
She can, yes, she can if she wants to just check these things first.
Oh, okay, sorry. Said,
I'm just going to run into the door.
All right, I'm going to try and run over and get into the Minty Bitches.
How would you like to get into the room?
I'm going to try and unlock the door.
Okay.
If it's locked, I might pull out a bow pin and unpick it.
Okay. Are you just turning the handle?
Oh, yeah, I'm just going to turn the handle.
It's locked. It's
right.
Very much locked again, yeah. How would you like to try and figure that bit out?
I'm going
to
get my sword out.
Pick lock sword.
And try and wedge it in.
Okay.
And crack the door open again.
Go again, strength check.
19 minus 1.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yes, girl.
Jeez.
The sword of deception has saved your ass twice now and bust that door open. The door just shatters. Which is a little weird. Not opens like it should, but shatters with the wood going everywhere and bursts through the air. In the room again, the room you can now see into, grey shadows, a bed, four-post bed, beautiful, elaborate wood carvings and so forth, and a piano in the corner of the room all by itself. The music is very clearly coming from the piano.
Yeah, I'm going to run over and start to play the piano.
I'm sorry, what? You have terrible
play chopsticks.
I'm going to try to destroy it.
I know. Well, okay. On your way over, the spider gets one more go at you. Okay, while you're charging across. Oh my god, I rolled another 19. I'm on fire with these things.
It's not so good.
That means you are now at exhaustion level 4 and your hit point maximum is now halved. You haven't had a rest yet, but this is your maximum. So until you have a proper rest, how many hit points do you normally have?
45.
45. So halved but rounded up.
Right, yeah. 24.
All right. Back to the girls.
Wait, can I talk to the girls?
Mm-hmm. A little.
All right. Can I just send a message to say my spider is scared of the sunlight, so yours might be too. If there's any music around, that might be cueing them.
Cueing them.
Does that make sense?
I don't see any spiders dancing.
Do you know what you're talking about? Doing dancing? What's that dance, a can-can?
Oh, but just spiders line up doing a little kick.
No, no can-can.
Tequila! Very quickly, this is what you actually...
My spider is scared of sunlight, so yours might be setting music around that might be cueing them.
Hey, Thassa, we're going to call the voicemail.
We hate to ask this again.
Thassa, oh, this, I'm...
I do have some more healing berries, though, if that helps at all.
Still poisoned.
I'll masticate them for you.
Oh, wow.
I don't have to, but I want to.
I thought you said I couldn't talk about the sex stuff.
It's a legitimate medical procedure.
Stucker, are we okay with this?
They're discussing safe words.
Thassa slows it down for you, so now you can't actually hear it, but this does take Thassa's action.
My spider is scared of the sunlight, so yours might be too. If there's any music around, that might be cueing them.
Sun, kind of a problem. We're deep underground in a cave that...
Hey, what's behind that door, do you reckon?
Souls.
That's right, souls.
So if the door fails and it is fading, souls come out.
Yeah. All right, but like, what resources do we have? What else is in the room?
Okay, there's water. There's lily pads. There's a fading door. There's two horny snails.
Let's get the horny snails involved.
There's some kids.
And
oi.
There's us. There's the pylons. There's the spiders up in the ceiling.
Pylons play beautiful music when the water... Normally, now it's just full of skittering from the spiders over in the room. But normally the water... Remember the water used to drip down and hit all the bits and it made sounds?
I did not remember that. That's so very
pretty.
Cute.
It really was pretty when I first described it episodes ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah.
So five.
So 5 months ago.
So we need...
Episode five is 15 episodes ago.
Holy. So, okay. 15.
It's last year when we hadn't actually put out an episode.
So we need to get Sun in this room underground, and short of just blasting a hole in the ceiling, is there a better way to go about it?
How strong are pylons?
Ooh. Like, could we just get a couple of them? Like,
yeah, you guys are pretty heroic. You could probably do some...
I reckon we could roundhouse kick that.
Can we? You could constrict one. You're a giant snake.
Yeah, ooh, that's true.
Surely you're strong enough to take one of those down. We're just going to work out which one's
you. Yeah, if I just wrap myself around a pylon and then, like, squeeze. I don't want one that's near. Wait. If I put myself in you around a pylon, then everyone pulls me. End. If we get, like... Are we on this plan or not?
I'm in. I'm going to say... I'm the demon. I'm in, and I don't even know if this makes sense, but I'm in.
Remember what we all have as well.
I'm going to... What?
What?
Rope.
We all have 50 feet of rope.
I'm the rope.
She wants a rope. But Thassa can't actually rewind time at the end of this round because she used her thing on the voicemail. So if someone dies because we don't get our 50. So I think the kids and the assassins still need to attack to hopefully get us 50 so that you can do your attack on the...
Pylon. Okay, let's go to pick a pylon first. Okay, so 50 points, we're going to pick a pylon.
Okay.
And there's not anything that's above us. Let's be real about that.
No, we need something that's further.
And I know for a fact, because when I was in the Northern Territory recently, I was frolicking in a waterfall and there was a fucking snake in that waterfall. So I know that they're okay with water.
Yep. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
love the stuff.
Yeah. They're just like...
Yeah. Now like, you can get to this comfortably and nothing's really going to get...
Great. Okay. So
we don't need to do any like perceptions to work out which one to do.
And the spiders aren't interested in
us.
The giant snake that's going that direction. Spiders
I constricted one. They're not even bothered by that.
They don't even care.
Okay, you need to roll 3d20s for the assassins.
Yep.
3d10s for the children.
Gotcha.
And I will do the math. I've got a calculator.
I appreciate that. I think I'll be doing great math tonight. 15, 13, 7.
35.
Correct.
15 to go.
Okay, and then children?
Yes, 3d10s.
The children you have endangered, yes.
9, 8.
That'll be enough.
And a 0.
It's a 10.
That's
a 10. Oh, a 10!
I thought the same thing.
Oh, great. Okay, we're okay.
62.
Easy.
Okay, easy. Cool.
Smashing
now,
through
that
them
means
now.
That we both can do things other than attacking and keeping them away from us. So you can take out a pylon, and I can throw something at the big spider.
Sure can.
Sweet.
Can I talk as a snake?
Because you have tattoos.
Sure.
Normally the answer would be no, but because you guys have your tattoos.
Sure.
No, I can't talk to everyone else. And I thank you. I'm so sorry. That was like the desert in the desert one. I'm so sorry.
I was going to say, we do overlook your puns.
I love that. I apologise. I'm going to have to get Morrigan to relay the message. That didn't work. Relay the message to the children and everyone to do the plan because I can't talk to them.
Well, some of them can. Obviously, some of them have got to hold the line with the rest of the spiders. And the children have just done the fighting and the Nine Lives Guild have just done the fighting, so they're still fighting. They can't just suddenly drop tools and...
But no, we did the damage. We're good. We're moving on.
Yeah, but they can't do the pulling of the snake, right?
Oh, man.
It's like the tug of war that you wanted to do.
That was such a cute plan.
Well, you can get it all set up, but I'm saying you'll kind of need them to not attack for a whole round or to get enough damage
from... You constrict, because it'll cost them a move, like an action.
All right.
You can just constrict, because you're massive strong.
Okay.
You can try.
Can you
just
rage?
A strength check.
Can she rage? As a snake and do like double...
Angry.
Okay, I'm going to constrict rage.
Which gives you advantage in your strength check.
Yay! Okay, so I'm going to curl myself around the correct pylon. I think that's
just
goes without saying.
One. Yep.
That goes without saying. The one that's not above any of the children.
Yes, okay.
All right, I'm just going to like swirl around. Now, according to this, I am a 35-foot snake, so that should be good.
I thought you were going to say, like, a bra size, like 35B.
I'm a snake with long hair and a great pair of tits. I squish it between my bosom. I'm like,
like the mother worm that you were describing.
Well, she was quite reasonably saggy, if I'm not wrong. This was all kinds of sexy snake. So
cute, 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 cute. Love. All right. So, my little snake self with this long pink hair, great set of tits. Goes slithering up to this pylon, curls all around it, right up to the top, and just starts squeezing.
Yep.
I'm wrapping on, and I'm trying to crumble
so
it with my might.
You're trying to pull it down by yourself.
Bust it? Like, all right. Bust it. Yeah.
Strength check with advantage.
Better get my lucky dice. Come on, 20-ish.
A 16.
All right, 16 plus your strength.
Is it different for a snake?
It is.
Oh, shit, it is too. Sorry, my bad. My strength as a snake is 4.
Plus 4?
Yeah.
It's even stronger than you.
Yeah.
Damn, snake. That's a good roll. That's a 20. You do start to see the top of the pylon starts to pull away from the roof. Little bits of rubble start to come away. It doesn't bring it down entirely in one go. It makes you look at it randomly and think, what a strange thing that it looks like it's just going to need two more goes like that. Just one
and
success
and
it's like, you know.
To keep raging, you need to keep attacking. Am I correct in that?
That is correct. So unfortunately, you're going to find it difficult to attack while you're still constricting. But you never know, might happen.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw lightning bolt at the giant spider.
Okay, you're gonna zap the big fella.
I'm gonna zap the big fella, which is a dexterity saving throw of 15 for him. And then if you fail, which fingers crossed, it's 8d6.
Miserable roll from me, a 7. It definitely fails. 8d6 damage.
Oh, good work, honey.
How much is that?
I don't know, it froze. Whoa, it froze because there were a lot of dice. You will not believe this, but I rolled a 1, a 1, a 1, a 2, and 4 fives.
25.
Yes.
Did it come up on your screen?
It sure did.
No, she did that really quickly.
That is abysmal.
Hey, no, that's 25 points. That would have killed me.
And right now, possibly Freya. Just want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
All right. It definitely doesn't like being zapped like that. That doesn't look that hurt.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay, we're jumping back to Freya, who has decided to play a piano.
No, I'm going to smash the piano.
You're going to smash it instead? Yeah. I really wanted to find out what happened if you played it, because I didn't think for a second you'd play it.
Not very well, anyway.
Don't you know how to play chopsticks? Everyone knows how to play chopsticks.
I don't know how to play chopsticks.
I can do it with my legs, like in Tom Hanks in Big.
All right, I'm going to start smashing the piano.
All right.
With the end of my sword. Like the other end.
Oh,
so
this is
like
the pommel, I believe it's called.
Ah, there you go. With the pommel of my sword, I'm going to pommel the piano.
Pummel with the pommel. Okay, I don't think you're going to miss. I'm not going to roll or anything like that, but it's going to make some more weird noises.
Yeah.
As this spider charges towards you. So as you bash this piano, you can give me a perception check and see if you can find out what's happening to this spider.
13.
You can tell it's now seeming to fight it as well. Whatever it was charging towards you but also stepping back, it doesn't want to come towards you, but it feels like it still is directed at you. Some of the keys just come flying off and some of the noises stop. You can still see other keys are still playing.
Right. All right, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to get all the keys off.
Thion is standing there as well, just bashing at it now. The piano starts coming apart. The noise is horrendous. And then the spider fades away. The whole room, the colour comes back. The four-poster bed is beautiful red velvet, this and that, and you know, perfectly laundered white sheets. And the spider itself vanishes, and a little toy drops to the ground, an orange and black spider.
Aww.
And then everything is gone, and Thion is standing before you.
Great. I'm going to go over to that little toy, and I'm going to slice it in half.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You do things I do not expect.
What's she going to do? Open her backpack and come on home? What the fuck do you think she's going to do?
It's the same spider you that was your toy.
Yo, fuck that
toy. I thought
toy.
She had a tiger.
The one from the start, the tiger spider.
Yeah. Tiger spider?
I don't want that anymore.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
It just caused me a lot of pain.
That was a great idea, Freya. I fucking love that idea. Stab it.
For the listeners, I have just torn in half the special magical item that was once called the tiger, the spider tiger, because Freya just walked over and slashed the toy in
half.
She
had a roll for that. Are you going to make a roll for that?
No,
that feels
it's
very
a toy.
Permanent.
It doesn't even die. A toy doesn't have to dodge.
Oh, well, there's one obstacle. There's something we never have to worry about again. The end.
I'm guessing I could have used that in my power
this.
Later on.
I'm still going to release that one on the Patreon so people can see what it would have done had you not just stabbed it.
What would it have done?
Let's piece it back together now, because I don't know if anybody heard me tear it in half.
The tiger of many pieces.
It was a pretty cool toy, actually. It was an interesting one.
It was a bit cute.
It was a bit cute. It was when it was given to you. You could use it, roll 1d6. On a 1-5, it would roar like a tiger, like when you squeeze it, but it would actually make a tiger's roar, and enemies near you would hear it, and if they failed a DC 15 con save, they would begin their entire next white round in fear, terrified that they're about to be attacked by tigers. What's disappointing is how funny this toy was if you failed, which is if you rolled a 6, it just made a squeaking noise, which made it clear where
cute.
You were in the room.
Well, I just assumed that it would keep reoccurring the dream.
I was hoping in killing that you killed our spider. Yeah. I don't like it. I think you did the right
anyway,
thing.
Anyway, I'm glad. Good riddance.
As it happens, you notice that the big spider that was there before became more shadow and mist and just faded away. But it does look at you for a second before it leaves and then vanishes. You're in the room with Thion.
All right. And I'm really exhausted, aren't
you
I?
You are. How many levels? It will take you a couple of days of rest to come back from this.
Are you
kidding?
The next one would have been speed reduced to 0, as in you can't move.
Right.
After that's death.
Okay. Not so good.
So, yeah, you need to rest.
Yep. All right,
this
would
be a terrible time for you not to get a rest.
I'm going to go I'm going to tuck myself in.
Into her bed, or are you going back to your room? I think you should go to Thion's room.
Oh, yeah.
You just go to sleep with two middle fingers up.
I'm going to go back to my room. I'm going to say, Thion, can you sit there for the 3 days while I rest, please, and just take care of me?
When you turn around in the frame of the door, is Minty still looking like you, which is weird because you still look like her.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She has a couple of soldiers with her, and she says, I should have expected this. A traitor all the way through, destroying my thing, dealing with Thion, of course. Grab her, begin the trial.
Fucking hell.
Let's cut back to our other spider fighters.
Can I just ask a question? Are they going to put me in jail for 3 days so I can rest?
How about we end things there for part one, girls? We'll just tidy it up right in a nice little bundle right there, because I think everything's going smoothly, but it's also starting to spread into too long.
This ending's too long.
The ending's too long.
This is just for the listeners, right? Like, we're still playing.
Yes, we can continue playing.
It's only like 8 o'clock, old man.
Some of my nurse is here to put me to bed.
Sorry, he has to take his vitamins, Alana.
That's going to take at least 25 minutes. They're all numbered.
My Monday pills, my Tuesday pills.
I actually have those, like little rainbow.
It's maybe handy.
Anyway, part two should start any moment. After I get my pills.